Several state lawmakers blistered the Milwaukee Welfare Agency OIC at a legislative hearing last week. For example, Republican State Senator Alberta Darling called OIC's improper use of state money a travesty. One alleged wrongdoing is the agency's contract with Milwaukee talk show host Mike McGee for a show about W-2. McGee later responded during his daily program by using an obscenity to describe the lawmakers. He's been suspended. But Pat Gowans of the group Welfare Warriors says the lawmakers' dismay with OIC is astonishing. She says Republican legislators and then Governor Tommy Thompson set up W-2, approved contracts with OIC and other private agencies, and put in the wrong incentives.
Obviously, with so little oversight and with these being privatized corporations that can actually amass profit, there's no reason for them to actually provide the services they're supposed to be doing. I mean, they've gone beyond simply not providing the services. They're also stealing money, too, which is illegal, and funding radio shows, which is obviously questionable in terms of legality.
State Senator Darling says W-2 could have been designed better. She says she will ask the Department of Workforce Development for more accountability in the system.
There's no question there needs to be, and the welfare warriors have a very valid point that there was actually a glitch in the system, that so much could have happened without DWD having authority to get things back on the right track. And so we need to look at it and to correct it.
Darling says the state has too much trust that W-2 dollars are being used wisely. Welfare rights advocate Gowans is not optimistic about the future of W-2. She says she's horrified to learn that Governor Doyle wants faster placement of welfare-to-work clients into jobs. Gowans says there's not enough high-quality work available for many of the W-2 recipients. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.